Welcome to the Inside Out Style Podcast with Imogen Lamport, your scientist of style. Each episode, you'll get real-world style advice for women of every size, shape, and age. And now, here's Imogen.
Hi, it's Imogen Lamport from Inside Out Style, coming to answer your colour and style questions. Today, I don't get my chair because somebody else thinks he deserves it more than me. So I'm perched right on the edge. Ah, there we go. So, what have we got to answer today? First thing is from Kirsten, who says, more muted colours suit me now, but they're feeling boring when I just wear one of them with a neutral. How can I feel more vibrant? Now, the thing when we're wearing more muted colouring, more muted clothes, so something like an intriguing palette, is that on their own, they can feel dull. They haven't got the brightness of brighter colours. And so therefore they can feel a bit more boring and bland, and suddenly, oh, my styles become really blah. But it's how you put them together that is important. Remember, there's two ways of making colours look more exciting. We can either put a light colour with a darker colour, and this creates a value contrast. So putting a light colour with a dark colour creates more pop. The other way we can do it is put two colours that are more different to each other together. So this is where we make them pop, or put more than two colours together, make them pop by having a higher colour contrast. So that really is the easy way. And for particularly if you're feeling bland, often it's because you're not doing enough contrast, whether it's value contrast, if that's the one that works for you, or colour contrast. So I would suspect, Kirsten, that the issue is not enough contrast. You need to add that colour contrast in that creates the vibrancy that you are after. You'd be amazed at how bright the colours can look when you put them together and create contrast. If I added even a third colour into this little combo that I've just created here, you can see how it's much more exciting. On their own, a bit dull, yes. Together, they are exciting. So do think about adding more contrast. That is the thing you are after. And the thing is if you just buy, so the choice is you mix clothes together. So if you have plain garments, you're mixing play garments with that. You could use accessories, scarves, necklaces to add that colour contrast maybe that you need, or that value contrast, or you can add an outer layer. So you can add an extra layer over the top in a contrasting colour. Both of these are perfectly acceptable ways to add more contrast. So really do think about how you want to add that contrast in, or you just buy multicoloured patterns. You may love multicolored patterns, and this is a great way to add contrast in. And often a more muted palette will look much more vibrant when it's in a multicolored pattern. That could be something that is another way that you can add that bit of life and liveliness to it. Also, make sure that the style of clothes is one that you like. What often happens when people get themselves a new palette, they just rush out and buy any piece of clothing they can find in the palette, not pieces of clothing that represent their style, who they are, what they love to wear, how they want to express themselves. So that's also really important. You've got to make sure that you love the garment and the style, and that also represents you, as well as the colour working for you. So I think that's another thing that I've seen so many times, where people just buy something because it's the right colour, not because they love the garment. So all those things have to work for you. It's just not a one or the other. Hopefully that gives you a few little tips to help you get over the colours are more muted, now I'm not feeling as vibrant. What'll happen is when you're wearing these more muted colours, you become the vibrant part of the equation rather than the colour you're wearing being the really vibrant part of the equation. This jumper, I bought it so many years ago, it's at least a decade old. It's a New Zealand brand, I believe. But I can't quite remember where it's from because it's ancient. This is why I love a piece of good quality wool, because it lasts for a long time. So think about how you are going to add that vibrancy in by how you put things together, because you want to be the vibrant rather than just the clothes wearing you. You want to wear the clothes. Okay, next question comes from Lindy, who says, as an A shape, how much darker should my bottom be than my top? Can another colour in the same value work and still be flattering? Absolutely. Now, one of the things that we want to think about, oh, he's chewing my swatches. Better grab that one. Don't want to lose a swatch to a whippy. is if we have, say, a softer palette, like this Serene palette is, or my Intriguing palette, any of the more soft palettes, then when we are, you know, it doesn't really matter though, this works for any palette, but you can either just go a little bit darker. So if, for example, you know, it could be the same color, it can be different colors. So here we go, this is darker than that, that is going to recede in comparison to that. That's really simple and easy, isn't it? So it just has to be darker. It doesn't have to be dark. Then the other way we can do it is we can have a warm color with a cool color. Or a color with a neutral. So we can either have, so I can pick a warm color. So when I'm talking warm here, I'm talking warm overtone. So your reds, yellows, oranges, pinks, those kind of colors are warmer. If we put a warm color with a cool color, even though these are similar value, this one pops in comparison to this one. This is receding, this is advancing, because cool colors recede and warm colors advance. So think about having that you've got that warm color on the top and the cool color on the bottom. That makes the top advance and the bottom recede. Our other option is to go, especially with a warm color, go with, even if it's the same sort of, new, you know, like it's not anything particularly dark, but a neutral. So like a gray, a, you know, all those sorts of things, they will be more receding as well. So it doesn't have to be a lot darker, or even it could just be a touch darker, and it's really going to recede in comparison to whatever is the color of your top. So even if I choose quite a light gray, you'll notice that the pink still is the thing you want to look at in comparison to the gray. So do think about either just slightly lighter. Even if I was looking at two grays, for example, I can just have slightly lighter and slightly darker, and the dark one really looks much more receding as compared to the light one. So it's either just it's lighter and darker, can still be in a light palette, or it's just different color contrasts. So having a warm color with a cool color, so thinking here overtone of warmth versus overtone of coolness, is the other way of doing it. So there you go, fairly simple. Hello, you don't get that swatch either. Just very interested in what I've got on. Winsome has said, how do I dress smart casual for winter when I have light colouring and am petite and love wearing dark jeans as they fit my dressier personality preferences? Can I do a column of colour? Absolutely you can. So what you want to do then is do an inner column of colour. So make sure that the inside of your outfit is the same sort of colour and the outside. So if you've got your dark jeans, put like a navy top on and then put your lighter or medium colour over the top. So if I was looking here, I'm just going to move now that the dog's off the chair. So if we've got, you know, a darker pair of jeans on, for example, and here's like a spring, what we could do is have a top in a similar sort of colour that creates that column of colour, and then pop a lighter, brighter, or, you know, a different coloured jacket or cardigan over the top, particularly easy in winter. So in winter, it's really simple. But if I have my inner column being that and then my outer column's that, that is the thing that I really notice. The inner column disappears, particularly if you then add a scarf as well in a lighter colour. Or we can, you know, so this is where you can have a dark column. And if you've got a lower value contrast, a dark column, a medium colour outer, and then say a light coloured scarf, that really then puts that real lightness up near your face. So that is a really easy way of doing it. It's very simple. It just means the inside is darker, the outside is lighter, so that we get more of the ideal value. So what is like your hair closer to your face. Now today I'm doing an outer column. I've got a grey jean on and a grey cardigan. So that's an outer column, but otherwise if I was doing a grey jean and a grey top with a different colour on the outside, that would be an inner column. And I've got lots of blog posts on doing columns of colour So it's a really easy way of putting an outfit together that creates a nice long line, makes you look taller should you wish to do that. So particularly if you're petite, often petites like this. Little trick, it's just an illusion, part of my illusion toolkit, to make you look taller, and it also makes you look slimmer if that's something that matters to you. So lots of blog posts. I will link to some of them. And of course, just head over to the blog and pop Column of Colour into the search bar and you will find lots of information there. So there you go, pretty simple. And I've got a new blog post on about how you can use patterns in a column of colour as well, as a way of adding your right contrast in. So that's just new on the blog today as well. So you can go and check that out as well. Thank you for watching. Please do keep sending me your questions, imogen@insideoutstyleblog.com on email, and let me know what it is that you want to know. Bye for now.
Thanks for listening to Inside Out Style with Imogen Lamport. Be sure to subscribe to this podcast for more actionable style and colour tips, and don't forget to visit InsideOutStyleBlog.com, where you'll discover Imogen's encyclopedia of colour and style advice to help you become your most stylish self. If you're enjoying what's here, please leave a review so we can bring you more of the content that helps you adore your wardrobe more, so you can get up, get dressed, and get out the door looking and feeling fabulous every single day.